Let's learn Daf Tzadi Hemi Beis. Today is Daf Tzadi Vav. So we're going to start with Daf Tzadi Hemi on the Beis. Amar Rava, Chamesh Midos B'Kli Cheres. There are five Midos in the Kli Cheres. Five different Midos in the Kli Cheres. Nikav K'Motzi Mashke. The first Mida is Motzi Mashke, that if you hold it up, if you fill up the utensil with water, the liquid drips. So what is Halacha Tarim L'Tamim Gishrit? It's a very insignificant hole. If the hole is only so small that if water drips out, but water does not go into it, you would take this utensil and you were to dip it. You would take an empty utensil and dip it into a body of water, and the water would not enter. That means that the hole is so small. Ah, but if I fill up the utensil with water, the water drips from the bottom of the utensil. Okay, nothing in this world is perfect. There's nothing in this world that's perfect. So therefore, is the ikur zache is that the utensil should not, the hole should not be large enough that if you were to immerse it, an empty utensil, not over the top, just along the sides of the utensil, if you were to immerse it in the body of water, then water would not enter. That's an indication that the hole is very, very insignificant. And by the way, can you hear me well? Shlomi, hear me well? Yeah, Shalim, hear me well? Because I'm using a microphone tonight. I'm at a distance from the machine. It makes it much easier for me not to scream. I could sit. Okay, Baruch Hashem, good, because I'm using a microphone. A naya unfang tonight. A naya unfang. Right. Good, Baruch Hashem. Okay, when you finish, close the door when you finish.
What?
When you finish, just close the door when you finish.
Yeah.
What?
Who sponsored the microphone?
Who sponsored? No one sponsored. I searched the whole morning for it in the house. I looked all over the attic. I knew I had it somewhere. I found it. It cost $15, the microphone. I got it a long time ago. Okay, count how many times they come. That was one. That was already two. That was already two. Okay, you count. Keep a tally. What's going to happen with you tonight? The Eresh Zache is Chamesh, you dip the Klicheres into a body of water, and the water is going to penetrate. If the water does not penetrate the Klicheres, this means that the hole is very, very small. Memela, the utensil is still Tameh. The only time such a utensil becomes tar is if this utensil is called a Gistura. A Gistura means a shard, a broken piece of pottery. When they use a Gistura, a broken piece of pottery used as a saucer. Underneath a cup, you have a cup of coffee, and you don't want the cup of coffee to drip all over the place, so you go and you put a gistra, you put a saucer underneath a cup. Now the main purpose of a saucer is that when the main utensil drips, either because there's violent activity taking place, or because maybe there's a hole in the utensil, so the saucer is going to catch the liquid. But what happens if the saucer itself has a hole, like in this case, and it's a teeny, teeny little hole, and liquid will fall out from underneath it? So then you're not going to use the broken piece of pottery as a gistera, because the whole purpose of the gistera is to catch the drip of something else. So if the object that you're using is primary function is to catch someone else's drip, if it itself drips, it's not minha, Das, it's not min hasvara that you should use this as a gistera. Memel, if you have here in front of you, you have this object, and there's a teeny, teeny little hole, and liquid oozes out due to the force of gravity, and the only reason why you use it is the purpose, the function of this utensil is to be a gistera. Now it is tahar. It is no longer deemed a kli because no longer does it serve its function. That's the first midah when it comes to a kli charis. Nikav k'motzi mashke. The only time we say that such a teeny little hole will automatically make the utensil worthless, will render the utensil worthless to the degree, to the point where the utensils, if it's thus far has been tame, the tumah will now depart and dissipate. See, the third time the door opened tonight. But this time, this guy is not going anywhere. He's staying put over here. You know, you realize that by you sitting in that seat, you're going to be blocking all the people who want to come and raid the refrigerator. Oh, he asked us to go out now. You see this, how this... Okay. Gvaldik. Joy. Gvaldik.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Shlomi, where are we up to now? Four, right? Four. four and counting. I think we should learn in the cupboards upstairs. We should go open up the doors and sit in the cupboard upstairs. We can't learn outside there. No way. You see outside there, you see what's going on outside over there? Out of control. They're throwing the tables and they're banging on the chairs. The little kids. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, the little kids. Today is day 86 of no yeshivas. You know that?
Day
86? Today's the Midah Cheshbon. Today's 86 days since they shut down the yeshivas.
Yeah, but minus a month for...
80... No, every day without it is 86 days. Tomorrow is going to be 87. Pause. Pause this gold. Roshay... What? Pause. Today is 86. 86 days. Vayit in the Gemara... Vayit and the Gemara therefore that therefore you don't say bring a mitzvah without tzadihei amid beis. Tzadihei amid beis. If someone opens up the door, tell them to go in the tell them in the basement there's a refrigerator full of delicious food. Just go downstairs and find it somewhere. Spend the whole night looking for it. Treasure hunt. Vayita nika kimaytzei mashke. Therefore, this teeny little hole is so significant. Therefore, it's still in the mikol. Therefore, the tomb departs. However, it's still called the kli lekadosh mechatas. A utensil that leaks is still valid to be used in order to collect the water of the paraduma. You take water, mayim chayim, and add to it ash from the paraduma and to prepare a mixture of paraduma water. Next, nikaf kikoine smash. Let's say that the utensil has a hole that's so big that if you dip the empty utensil into a body of water, the pressure of the water beneath will come forth inside. Tahar milikadesh b'mechadas, a utensil that was used, that is used, that was a utensil that was until now tameh, now will become tar because once the utensil has such a big hole, it's worthless. And the rule is, when a kli no longer serves a purpose, then the tumah departs. But v'yadayin kli ulahachshir by zeroyim. Now that means you have a flower pot. If you have a flower pot, the question is it mechubur lekarka or is it not mechubur lekarka? L'may nafkamina. If a zera, if a plant is attached to the ground and it rains, it's not yet hukshu lekabel tuma. The first time plants have the potential to be hukshar, to be prepared, to be mekabel tuma by getting wet. An item, a food item, cannot become tamei if it comes in contact with the dead, if it was detached from the ground, unless it first came in contact with liquid. Once it comes in contact, even as mashu, even a teeny mashu, even a very... All right, a wet, an amount of liquid which is wet, moist. And I once spent learning how long, if you have a watermelon, let's say you have a massive, massive watermelon, and you take a little teeny drop of water, a little drop of water, and that water, that drop of water is tafiach lamnas latviach, and it fall, and you put it on the watermelon, on the nichale, the entire watermelon is now hukshu lekabel tuma. You do not need to go take the watermelon and immerse it in a tub. Just applying to the watermelon a teeny amount of water makes the watermelon hukshu lekabel tuma. But let's say the watermelon is still in the ground, has not been removed from the ground, then does not have the potential to become hukshu lekabel tuma, even if you take a fire hydrant and you spray it on it. Anything that's mechubur lekarka does not have the potential to become hukshu lekabel tuma. It has to be detached from the ground. So let's say you have a flower pot, and the flower pot is resting on the earth, and the flower pot is completely sealed. There is no holes in the flower pot. So that means that whatever is in the flower pot is separate, and now it's ready. If it just comes in contact with a little amount of water, das, it's hukshu lekabel tuma. But let's say the flower pot has a hole underneath, where it makes contact with the ground, or even now because there's a hole in the flower pot, then we consider the flower in the flower pot to be attached to the ground. And if it's attached to the ground, even if you take a fire hydrant and you spray the flower pot, it doesn't matter. It's not yet hukshu lekabel tuma because it's mechubur lekarka. What is the size of the hole in the flower pot that is necessary that we should consider whatever is growing in the flower pot to be attached to the ground? And the answer is the size of a root. A root the size of a root is larger than the hole which liquid escapes. Shlomi, you following? Shlomi, you. It's not much. Shlomi, what happened to you? You following? You listening? What are you doing? We're learning over here. How come you wear a purple shirt? What kind of color? A bentaira, a purple shirt. One night you dress like Santa Claus. One night you wear white, gray, green, and now you wear purple. Come on, what do you think this is over here? A fashion show? It's a fashion show here? Weiter. Weiter. Nikav Kisharish. Now we go weiter. Next. Nikav Kisharish. Let's say it has the hole the size of a Shoyresh Katan Tarmel Hashab Israel. No longer now it has a hole that size. So now it's no longer it's Tohar. It's no longer a kli that's tahar, melahachshir that can now make seeds that are growing inside prepared to become tahar. Because once the hole is larger than a shoyresh katan, we consider whatever is growing inside this flower pot to be attached to the ground, and anything that is attached to the ground automatically is not susceptible to tumah. Let's say this utensil is not a flower pot, it's meant to be a showpiece at your home, on your dining room table, when you invite Choshva Rabbanim Gedolei Yisrael, or better, when you invite the boy to come for a shidduch, a date, take out your daughter, so you put on the table some fruit, right? You put on the table fruit, and you have a special utensil in which you put the fruit. The utensil in which you put the fruit doesn't have to be perfect. It could have holes, gaping holes. As long as the gaping holes of this utensil you put on the dining room table for fruit is not the size of a zayis, so then it serves a function. But once the utensil you put on the dining room table to hold fruit has the holes are larger than the zayis, then it's useless, because then the olives are going to fall through the fruit. So nikav kemotzi zayisim tamal kalva zayisim. But we are dining clearly, but we might. But let's say you have there are certain types of bowls of fruit. You only put in the bowl large fruits, a pomegranate fruit. This you know is a very big symbol. You go to someone's house on a date and you see the bowl of fruit. You have to look at the size of the bowl. You see if the holes are the size of a zayis or the size of a rimain, and that will tell you if it's a good shidduch or not. If the hole is only the size of a zayis, less than a zayis, you know it's a good shidduch. If the hole is larger than a zayis, even though it can hold the rimon, you can't survive on just Rosh Hashanah alone. Rosh Hashanah is the zman of the rimon, the pomegranate. You need more than the pomegranate. You need the zaysim also. Vayta. Nika hav kemoitz v'yimonim tarmel miklom. Now we go to the last, this is Murti Gezach, this last case. V'imhukav tzamid possible. Let's say you have a utensil that is sealed. And this is Murti Gezach. If you take a utensil into an oil hames, think about this. You have a utensil, a massive utensil, and it has gaping holes. The holes are larger than the size of an olive. And they come very, very close to the size of a pomegranate. And you take it, and inside of this utensil, you have truma, you have kodoshim, you have alagut zachen, and you take this into a morgue, surrounded all over by dead bodies. And inside the utensil is kodoshim, is truma, alagut zachen. Does the kodoshim and the truma become tamei? No. Oh, but this utensil has these gaping holes, massive holes. You know, a pomegranate is a very large hole. You know why it's tar? Rashi says of Yisoid, it was kedai to come tonight to learn this Yisoid. Tuma only enters a klicheres through the Pesach. Through the top. If the top of the utensil,
even should it just the avir alone?
Yeah, the avir goes inside.
The avir goes inside. But if the top of the kli cheres is sealed, if the top of the kli cheres has a seal, it does not contaminate what's inside the utensil, even though the utensil has massive holes. It's like one massive holes.
What?
You have a utensil, has massive holes on the bottom. On the side.
Okay, on the side.
As long as
it's covered on top,
it
doesn't go in?
That's right.
That's right. Look what Rashi says. I told you that's why. You see the shock, how shocked he was? That's why it was Kedai to come. So I had to learn this Yisoid. Look at Rashi. If you only remember this, it'll be Kedai. Rashi, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. And it's El Hameis. Ein Tumo Nichneses Boy Derech Negev. Umatzil Al Kol Masha B'Soichoy. Ah, it's Matzil. Go back up a Rashi. No, there is no Rashi. No, that's a Rashi. It's not machnes, because only is makabel tumor through the opening.
And nakov is only on top?
The bottom. Nakov, and all the other halachas, it doesn't matter where the hole really is. Even on, no, the top is always open. That's not the issue, the Kabbalah. The holes are always on the side and the bottom. That's where the holes are always are. All of these utensils become tahor when they have certain size holes. Moitzi mashke, machnes mashke, sherish katan, and moitzi zayis. The only time we have a principle that you need a hole to be the size of a rimoin, it has to be a massively large hole, is in the case where you have a klicheres, and in the klicheres you have kadoshim, or trumo, or even chulin. And you take this utensil into an oil hames, and your question is, did the food inside become tame? So to a person that doesn't know the halacha, you say, of course,
sure, it's right massive.
The avi of the oil hames, the avi of the oil hames, I can see it. I can see this. It goes right through and through. It's like a wire utensil. No, it has to be cheres. It's cheres, but it's just strands. No, it's tahor. Because the way it operates, the only way tumma enters into a cheres, gzeres hakosav, it has to enter through the top. Tumma enters a cheres ach verak. Only from the top going down. If the top of the klicheres is sealed with a tzomid pasil, a sealed covering, which is completely sealed, even though the side and the bottom of the utensil has gaping massive holes which are almost the size of a pomegranate, whatever is inside remains 100% tahor. But if the holes on the side of the bottom are larger than a pomegranate, then whatever is inside becomes tamei. Because you've already exceeded the measurement.
The exposure is enough.
It's too much already. Almost, so therefore, actually, pasach merubai. Amar Ravasi, shamat yastira. I heard klicheres, a klicheres shi'uroi kimoitzi rimoi. I heard the shir is, I skipped a lot, I'm sorry. Nikav kimoitzi rimoi, nim tar miklum. Once a utensil is the size of a rimoi, a regular utensil, For fruit on the table it's tar, but babe hook after some pasta, achipas cheipoches ruboy. More. The gap must be the size of the majority of the utensil. Frek Ravasi, I learned that once you have a klicheres and you have tyrus inside, and we're discussing tumma, the shamati klicheres shir benugumitsi remoin. Amalei Rava, it's not a kashan, la shamati el bemukav tsamid pasil, einachnami. That case is with some apostle. The shear is not a pomegranate, the shear is roiv. And for the Gemara, Lekoshia, ha beraverve ha bezutre. If you have a very large one, in other words, even bigger, tremendous chiddush. If you have a very, very large utensil, the etzem, you can have the gaping holes can be up to the majority of the size of the utensil, even if the holes are larger than a pomegranate. If you have a massively large klicheres, a massive klicheres, even though the holes are the size of watermelons, it's tahor. Whatever is inside is tahor, because the hole, in order for the tumah to penetrate, it has to be the size of the majority, the hole must be the size of the majority of the utensil. When we learned that the size is a rimoin, that is where it's small. When it's not a large utensil, then once you get to the size of a pomegranate, if that's going to be, even though it's more than roiv, okay, roiv is going when it's very, very large, then even larger than a pomegranate. But let's say it's a small utensil, and the majority, the pomegranate is more. The size of a pomegranate is more than roiv, then you can be makel. Even if it's more than roiv, it's going to be tahar, as long as it's not the size of a pomegranate. So when you have a utensil that's larger than the size of a pomegranate, larger than the size of a pomegranate, then the shear is roiv. But when the utensil is small, and the pomegranate is already roiv, is already more than roiv, then it remains tahar unless you exceed the size of the pomegranate.
So you're saying that the size of it has nothing to do with the size of the kli.
If you have a small utensil,
whether it's a garbage pail or a tiny pot, it's bigger than a pomegranate hole, the tummy goes through.
No, the general rule is go basur. If you have a massive size of a garbage pail.
No basur, you say.
But the only time you're not going to say roiv is what happens in lakula. Lakula. Where you have a very small utensil, and the majority...
Right below a pomegranate size hole.
Right, and the majority is already more than the size of... The majority of the utensil
is, open from this
is on the bottom, but the majority of the utensil is less than the size of a pomegranate. For leniency, it's still tahar.
Correct. Okay.
In this case, we're going to be makel. We're going to wait until we get the size of pomegranate. Okay, vayit. Amravasi. Now, by the way, so what's the maskana? What do you think I say? Is Gemara chomesh midos b'chlicheres. Okay, you have to memorize this. Chomesh midos b'chlicheres. You have the machnes mashke, the moitzi mashke, the sherish katan, the zayis, and the rimein. 5 midos. Who is? What's the drush? Who is the klicheres? Man. Adam is a klicheres. Vayipach ba'ashem took offer min ha'adama. Vayipach ba'ab of nishmas chayim. Offer with mayim. Man is a klicheres. In order for a person to be tohar, meaning to be tohar, this week's parasha, v'hu'ish Moshe, onav me'oid mikol ha'adam asher p'nei ha'adama. Adam Arishon was onav me'oid. You have to view your chesroinos to be grosser chesroinos. A kleine mensch, nu, is eichere mensch, is tar, machnes mashke. A greater person sees the chesroinos as moitzi mashke. A greater person, sherish katan, a greater person sees those the chesroinos as a zayis. And the gresser mensch, he's a tar. Why is this klicheres tar? Because he sees that he's a moitzi rimein. What is he? He's a Meitzer Rimon. He has greater chesronis. He just has to fill a tafkid. There's a lot of Musar. The greater you are, the less you look at yourself. The more you view yourself as being a perforated object. Vaita. You want a dogma in this generation? Vayish Moshe Anav Noid Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama. Who's the dogma we can look up to? Rabbeinu Rabbi Sholimin Tzadik. Rabbeinu Sholimin. He's the ish on of my oil. Vaita in the Gemara. Shlomi is so jealous. Unbelievable. Look at him. He's so jealous there. Shlomi, I didn't say something nice about him. Vaita in the Gemara. Now you know why no one wants to come to the daf. Amar Ravasi. I like that, it's a good word. I like it. Well, it's a good word. This is parasha. This is parasha.
Osher, Giber, and what? Chacham?
Osher, Giber,
and Chacham. Vait, Amravashi. Zog the hey, look at Ravashi. Shoinin, we learned. It's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi, Shoinin means who's Shoinin? It means the Tanoim. The Tanoim Shoinin Braisa. Klicheresh, Ir, Bechonis, Mashka. So the Shia v'Klicheres to become Tahar is Koinei Smashka. This is the Zelbazach. There's no stereo. V'loi amru moitzi mashka elol in gistra b'lvar. Gistra is a sorcerer, like we said before. My time amr amar zutra. So we learned this already before. I explained all this before. My time amr amar zutra. B'rei Rav Nachman l'fish eid oimim have gistra l'gistra. The reason why you have a gistra is in order to catch a leak, a drip. You don't go bring a utensil that's leaky to go catch the drip of another utensil that's leaky. So therefore you have a gistra. The gistera, if it's moitzi mashke, does not serve any function whatsoever. That's what becomes tar. Amula, new Gemara. Pligi ba treber ben marava. 2 amara merit shol Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael bar zavda. Chadam one says ki moitzi rimon. Chadam one ki sharish katan ev astira. The Gemara says that akasha v'simanich is echad amav v'echad amar b'mamet. Now over here they're skipping. Look over here, what's going on over here? Now why? What are they arguing about? What are these two of them arguing about? With negate what? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'echad amar pligi ba behechsher zeroim." Okay, so they're coming over here to discuss, they're being choylik on our Gemara. Our Gemara said that if you have a utensil and you want to know if now the what's inside the utensil is mechubal karka, it has to be shoyresh katan. A shoyresh katan. That's what we learned on Daf Tzadi Hey Amid Beis. But Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph, we have machleikas, someone one says exactly kesherish katan, and the other one says kimoitzi rimoin. No, not so. In order for a flower pot to be called mechubal karka, the hole has to be azogrois, a rimoin can fall out of this utensil. That's when, only when we're going to say that whatever is in the utensil called mechubal lekarka. Now, what's the davar pella about this? This is a yesodistic daf, because there's a general rule. When you go to the whole shas, you come away with a general rule. That is, whenever there's a machlokes, there is a goal. The goal is to minimize the machlokes as much as possible. We don't like making machlokes between two sides to go to extremes. Okay, we don't live in an extremist society. We live in a minimalist society. We want Chazal always trying to be mimayit. That's pshat. This is the pshat in Yisei Davening. No one knows this. I'm telling you a secret that I'm telling you. If you go there, probably 1,000 afyomis online all over the world. I'm telling you a secret that no one knows, and it's from this Gemara over here. That Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Really? Really? I remember when I was a child in Shul with Simchas Torah, and the guy was drunk, and he said, Talmidei, he's davening, finishing up the Musaf, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, and then he said two words in English out loud, very, very loud. I'm telling you, I'm a witness to this. Like. And the next word begins with the letter H. He said this out loud in the shul in front of the Ur HaKodesh. Okay, so what's pshat? What's the pshat in Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? We say this every single day in the evening. What does it mean? It means the goal is to be mimayet machloikis, extreme machloikis in Tanoim. Whenever you have machloikis b'sham b'silal, always try to minimize the machloikis by showing that the machlokes is not as extreme as it appears to be. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholeim B'Shamay B'Yisrael don't really argue. They're not on two sides of the fence. They're really closer to each other than you can ever imagine. The difference between them is the Dakos Shebedakos. Dakos Shebedakos. The goal is to be Marbim Sholeim B'Olam. And the proof to this Yisrael comes from today's Daf Daf Tzadi Vav Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara presents the Machlokes. What is the shear for Kli Cheres that it should be Mechubal Lekarka? So one opinion says Sherish Katan, and the other one says Kemet Sirimayin. Frag the Gemara, impossible, because you're making the Machlokes extremes. What about the middle ground, in between Rimayin? Exactly. How could it be that one man says it's going to be Rima, one says Sherish Katan? What about the middle of Sheet, the middle Sheet, or is it Zayas? So the Gemara has to say, you're right. This is the exception. The exception is Megale, the reality. The reality is always Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom. They're always coming to make the machloikis between them less, not to go to extremes. It's only in this case, which is so bizarre, we need to insert into the Gemara a simon to know that this is the exception. V'simonech echad ha-marbe, one goes to an extreme of a rimoin. V'echad ha-mamed, one goes to another extreme of a sherish katan, and no one says the middle ground. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says the whole thing in a few words. Rashi says echad ha-marbe, echad ha-mamed. Braisahi v'hi l'chol l'simen she'echad min arim mamaroyim ribo l'sha'er ba'godol she'bishloshta v'echad mima eight l'sha'er b'katan she'bishloshta v'loi b'noini. No one wants to take the middle ground. And that's the chiddush. This is the exception, which means the norm is to be memayid machloikis. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Shlomi, you like the vart? Yeah? Are you okay? You look very down, Shlomi. What's wrong? You tired? We're all tired. We're all sick and tired. The Gemara says everyone is sick in this world. Weiter in the Gemara. Next Gemara. Sholim, you like that vart? You like that vart? Very nice. Very funny. Vait, Rabbi Chinana. This is a different, his name is Chinana. I say Chinuna. Here it says in the article, in the edition, that is both approved by the Department of Transportation and by the Beis Din Tzedek, the Badatz. They have here Chinana Bar Kahana Mishmed Rabbi Eliezer Klicheres Shiuri Kimoitzi Zaysim. Klicheres, the Shir is Zaysim. He says Kimoitzi Zaysim is for the Zelbzach. We're going back now. He's the middle ground. Okay, he's coming over to say no. The middle ground is Kimoitzi Zaysim. Mar Kashisha Braid the Rabba Misaimba Mishmed Rabbi Eliezer Vaharein Kli Galolim. What does that mean? That once it gets the size of a zayis, it's no different than a utensil that's made from galalim. Galalim is animal waste. They would actually make utensils from animal waste. And stones. There's no tumah. Once the utensil gets the size of moitzi zayis, they are tohar legamri. There's no din tumah when it comes to klei galalim, klei avanim, klei adama. By the way, some hold that when it's galalim, it does not mean animal waste. It's very troublesome to think that they would actually use animal waste to make utensils. It means marble. Galalim means marble. There's marble, and then there is avonim, stone. Stone is not marble, and then there's adama. It makes a lot of sense. Different types of products of the earth. Boire prihu adama. Would you go use a utensil that someone told you this utensil was made from the waste that came out of bakar? I don't think so. I don't think people would be very excited about that. And that's why it makes more sense that gola means marble. Vaidoshein. Makablum tumulum the ones in some possible actually poche subi we have before, but if the issue over here is not a matter of using it for a utensil on the table, on the dining room table, to put fruit in the utensil. But the purpose of this utensil is you're just storing what? First he says
two things.
He basically says two things. He says Rashi points out that when his kimoitzi is litahar me. No, I take that back. Shiuroi kimoitzei zeisra. Those utensils are never makabel tumah, no matter what.
Gizul karak, exactly.
Never makabel tumah. And a utensil that is used for food. The average utensil you have in your home, you use for food. If it has as a hole, the size of a zayis, it's tohar. It's no longer functional. People, once a utensil gets such a big hole, well, what are you going to use it for? You're not going to use it. It's very rare to use a utensil to hold pomegranates. How many times did you go into someone's house and they have on the dining room table a collection of pomegranates in a bowl? Very rare. You have other fruits. Other fruits are shiris kimoitzi zayis. Hadron alocha matznia, hadron alocha matznia, hadron alocha matznia, hazarek merishus hayachal, merishus haram, merishus hayamim. We go to Nayadin, a night unfang. Let me close the door here, it's making noise. They never put handles on these doors. You know why? They never thought we would use them. Little did they know, Corona would come along, just like we took out of Shulchan Aruch halachas that we never ever thought we'd get halacha l'maisa.
It hurts over to save on this.
What?
Hurts over to save on this.
On Corona, I saw the whole shul, a lot of svarim on this, a lot of shuls, really? All the shuvas, yeah. Just like it created halachas that we never thought would ever happen, and even doors that we never thought we would use, we have to use and we have to figure out how to close them without doorknobs. Now we start. A person throws an object. Shail is where does it come from? We have to see where it comes from because where do we find them throwing? Everything goes. No, but that's a moishet. In the Mishkan, they didn't throw things around. The Gemara is going to struggle. What do you throw? We find that they would hand. They would take the krushim from the Mishkan and put them on the wagon and the
shirabim. It's a derivative of placing one. It's a derivative.
Oh, so we have to see. We have to see what's made us. We'll see over here. That the Zurich throwing. This is the Nayadin. Zurek, all of the yesoides of launching of physics, velocity is mushrash, kinetic energy is mushrash in the perek Zurek, throwing something, giving something force, all of the yisodas are found in the lomdus of the Gemara. Hazayim mishayach l'shul rabbi mishayach rabbi l'shayachet. Chayif. Mirushus hayachet l'rushus hayachet l'rushus rabbi emsa. What is halacha? Give him a chayif. Zal bazach. If you throw. Now, when it's over here, mirushus hayachet, is that throwing or handing? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, is there Rashi? There is no Rashi here yet. Okay, let's see. The Gemara is going to explain. We'll see in a moment. There's a dilemma. Is this throwing or all handing? What's the case? We have two balconies. Okay, two balconies in the Rishus Rabim. So here we elaborate. This Svei Dinan, this Moishet handing over one to the next. The Hazarik, Mizu, Luzu, Potter. You are exempt. You're exempt. Let's say Hayu Shem Bidyoita Achas on the same side of the street. You don't have to pass over the street. You're on the same side of the street. However, underneath you on the ground is also a Rishus Rabim. The Rabim walk beneath you. But you're on the same side of the street. So here we're machalik. If you hand over delicately from one to the next chayif, the hazorik potter. Why? Because this is the only echatims in the Mishkan. This is mamish and parish and parish shavua. The levium, they were conscripted into the service to do this. If they're on the same side of the street,
and what's the problem?
And now you hand over from a balcony, from one balcony to your neighbor, so one balcony to shayachid.
From one side of the street, and you hand from one balcony to another balcony. Parallel.
On the same side. You're on the same side. You're not crossing the street like in this street. Let's go next to the neighbor here. Underneath Yisram. So therefore, you're going from Rosh Yachad to Rosh Yachad over Rosh Yisram, but you're on the same side of the street. You're going to be chayv. Why? Because that's exactly what the Levim did. If you moishit, not if you zurek. Why? Because let's understand the Mishkan. The Mishkan when they had four wagons that were designated as last week's parsha, last week's parshas. In Parashas Nosoi, Rashi makes it very clear. The Pasuk says they were totaled at the end of the parash, the last Aliyah, and it's the last Aliyah. Eheheheis, Arba'as, Ho'agoloi. There were four. They were a total of six wagons, the Eglas Tzav. From the six wagons, four were designated to carry the Kedoshim. So you lined up four wagons to carry all the Kedoshim. You lined them up in two rows, two and two. And they took apart the Mishkan and they gave the Kroshim to the guy in the back, the guy that was closest to the taking it apart. And he would then pass it from his wagon to the wagon in front of him. And then they would also do on the other side, they would take the Kroshim from the back wagon and they would hand it to the wagon in front and fill it up. Never would they pass from one wagon to the other from side to side. So therefore, those wagons have the status of a Rishus Hayoch. That's a big sugya to go make the dimensions of the wagon, the Gantz sugya, the dimensions of the wagons, of Rishus Hayoch. And the wagons are parked in the Rishus Harabim. And when they're going to, the wagons are not touching each other. So when they go...
So again, it's a parallel. They are passing it from front
right.
wagon to the front.
They're passing from the back wagon to the front wagon. And the wagons are not touching each other. So when you pass the Kroshim from one wagon to the next, you're going over the Rishus Harabim because the wagons are parked in the Rishus Harabim.
Yeah.
We lost the people. The Zoom went out. Why did the Zoom go out? I ran out of bandwidth.
Maybe you don't have paid subscription? $40?
No, I have the paid subscription.
I'm standing on a porch. And I'm resting on the gate. And my siddur is hanging over it. It's a problem?
Not really, no. It's not really a problem.
I don't think so.
I don't. If you're over 10 tefachim, no, I don't think so. And you're leaning over, I don't know the answer.
It's not really a makom p'tur, it's not makom.
Connecting? It could be, I don't have any juice left. What am I going to do? Zoom? I don't have the internet? You want to turn on your mobile hotspot for me? I have a feeling I use up all.
Yeah, not juice. I didn't have juice.
Doesn't want to connect. Let me see if I'm connected over here. Connecting. Galaxy. I'm connected. What am I going to do now? Can we use your phone? Can we call on your phone? Yeah, let me see. Let me see if this works. I don't think I have any more. I think I ran out of bandwidth. I used up all the bandwidth.
What's the bandwidth?
How many gigs of internet connection they give you?
Where do you have it?
Part of my plan. My plan gives me 15 mobile hotspot. 15 gig of mobile hotspot. I'm running off my phone now. Internet. There's no internet over here.
Well, you can't pick enough Wi-Fi from your cell phone?
Yep.
You can do that from my phone? It's on a hotspot, I don't think.
You have. I have to turn it on. Okay, there's no more. I bet you I ran out. So we have to improvise. I'll call him. Forget it. I'll call him. No, I can't tape it at the same time. Who cares, right? Who cares about
I'll
the taping?
Call the, I'll call
him. No. I'm gonna call him.
You get a conference all of
them? Yeah, I'm gonna call him to Zoom. So let me just turn the tape. I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose the tape recording. It's fine.
You can Zoom from your phone.